Today's episode is sponsored by Flipboard. With so much content whizzing around out there, there's only one storytelling platform that helps you keep calm and stay informed and inspired. Flipboard. Flipboard curates the world's stories so you can be smarter in your work, life, and play. Choose from thousands of topics to personalize Flipboard and get the latest stories from the best publishers and experts delivered to you 24/7. What's going on? It's your boy Lawrence Kane Jr., financial coach and host of the Abundance University podcast. Thanks for tuning in for another episode. If you're new to this podcast, financial success happens on purpose here. So we want to make sure we're giving you actual strategies and talking about real money solutions. So share this episode, share this podcast with everybody you know. We want to reach the masses on this because we know that when it comes to, you know, just living a good life, you know, our finances is very important, right? Like, money isn't everything, but it ranks up there with oxygen. Just a quote by Zig Ziglar, the late great Zig Ziglar. So again, thanks for tuning in, guys. We have a good topic today as we continue on with the Money Seed series. But just want to do a quick recap on, again, how the week was for Abundance University for myself. This was a busy week. We had our Elite Entrepreneurs workshop, our meetup. We created our own meetup, me and two of my buddies. And it's just getting better and better, guys. Like, when you create something and you keep focusing on adding value to it, that's what we set out to do, and that's what we're accomplishing. So we're getting new people in, younger people, older people that are in, you know, this entrepreneurial space. And so that was good. We also had our Abundance University seminar, which really, really did a great justice to what we've built, you know, 3 years ago. Right, like we're still getting new people, because I mean, just think, right? Like, everybody wasn't taught how to properly maneuver around finances. So even if, as you're, you know, getting older, you're working, you're making money, but it's like, all right, am I doing the right things based on the goals that I have? Right? Have I identified my goals, and am I doing the work necessary to achieve them? And you know, that's what we're talking about in these seminars, is how do we actually achieve financial success, right? Do we have the right mindset? Are we doing the right behaviors? Do we have the right disciplines? And do we have the right resources? So that's what we talked about. We had some special guests, and they were blown away, and we're looking at actually expanding the reach of these seminars. So stay tuned for that. And then also we had a meeting with some potential sponsors for the seminars, and I mean, it was good, man. And I'm proud of the work that we're doing, because it's showing, right? Like a quick testimonial for people with credit issues, right? Like, a year ago I helped somebody with, they needed help with credit, and you know, their credit was around like 586, and a year later they're over 700, man. So I mean, it's just like, we're not focused on just providing like tips, right? Like, these are strategies, these are things you can do right now. So, you know, man, just keep working, man. If you're an entrepreneur and you're listening to this, keep focusing on adding value. If you work a job, focus on adding value. Be different. You know, don't be the typical employee that's just coming and doing what you need to do to get your check. Like, be great, man. Don't waste your time. Don't waste your talent, man. So that's all I got for that. So let's get into today's Money Seed topic. Money Seed number 20 is, owing businesses that don't invest back into your community isn't acceptable anymore, right? Like, this, you know, when I was writing Money Seeds, 30 Financial Principles, and I was just thinking about, like, how can we achieve financial success, in particular when it comes to being debt free, right? And this Money Seed principle is very key for that, because we think, like, just because we need a car, just because we want to, you know, buy a house, and, you know, we want to buy things with our credit cards, like, these companies that we're getting it through, like, we don't see them in our communities, yet they are a part of our community in a way where they're making the money there, and they're building empires off of the backs and off of the dollars of Black people in the inner city community. And we need to change that, right? Like, we need to treat these companies that we owe like our partners, right? Like, if you had a partner in a business, right, it looks very one-sided in these partnerships, right? When we talk about these businesses, they're charging us interest. They're literally, you know, becoming these multi-million and billion-dollar companies. And it's like, what are they doing for us other than giving us a quick fix to a problem, right? Of course, getting a car note, it's a quick fix. Like, sometimes we're getting car notes every 4 or 5 years. Like, we're not paying off a car and then keeping it for 10 years. So we're going to Honda, we're going to Hyundai, we're going to Jeff Weiler, whatever it is, whoever it is. And we're just continuing on this cycle, right? And, you know, you look at the mortgage, you know, right? And you're getting a house, or you're not even in the house that you're on, you know, paying on for a mortgage, you're renting, right? Like, there's people who are just renting for their whole lives, and these landlords aren't doing anything to improve the value and the quality of the building that we live in or the house that we live in. So we're just making them rich, right? Like, that's a bad partnership. Like, and it's bigger than even the companies we owe. Just look at, you know, just look at what happened with Papa John's, right? Like, a lot of people used to eat Papa John's. I mean, I haven't eaten Papa John's in a long time, but, you know, the Papa John's controversy, is, you know, another thing where you look at, you know, of what, some months ago we had the Starbucks incident. Like, it's just, you know, we frequent at these places, and they just want our money. They don't want us. Like, they actually show that they don't want us. They don't care about us. And that's where, you know, we need to really take a step back and say, okay, I have money coming in. I also have money going out. We, you know, of course, we call that cash flow. I just need to figure out who I need to invest my money with, right? Because every purchase is an investment, whether you think about it like that or not. Every purchase is an investment. We don't spend money, we use money. So, with that being said, when you look at who you're actually spending your money with, using your money for, is it for you or is it for the company, right? Like, are you able to say, because I'm paying these people, I'm able to build my empire, right? Like, student loans, are you actively building an empire based on the student loans that you have, right? If are you actually in your field? If you are, then good, you are using it. But now I need you to expand on that, make way more money than you possibly could ever dreamed of when you were in college, and pay off that college loan debt fast and in a hurry. If you have a house, like, yes, you have tax advantages, but at the same time, we need to pay that house off faster. Like, we all need to actively look at paying off debt. I spend a lot of time on debt payoff because that's where we fall short and having so much, you know, consumer debt. And it's like, if we can use that money that we just spend on debt and start investing into ourselves, investing into our communities, investing into our future, like, then we can see real progress. Like, just think, if you have a car note, if let's say it's $200, I know it's for a lot of people it's more than that. Let's say your car note is $200. Let's say your mortgage is $700. So that's $900 right there. And then if you have student loans, let's say your student loans are $300 a month. So that is now $1,200 a month. Just think of what you can do if you pay all of that off and you had an extra $1,200 a month to either invest in, save, donate to charity. Like, I mean, just think of how your life would be. Think about how you would move with your business or move within your job. Like, it would be much more pleasant because you're not making sure that you got to pay these bills. Like, you would be debt free and you can live your best life, right? Like Cardi B always talk about. So, and before, if you're not in a house yet where you're, paying a mortgage, before you get a house, before you buy a condo, pay off as much debt as possible. Grow your income by an extra $1,000 a month, right? And if you can successfully do that, then you have two options. You can either put that whole $1,000 on your debt, or you can break it up into increments where it's like, okay, out of this $1,000, I'm gonna put, half of it in a savings account and half of it I'll pay towards the debt. So even an extra $500 towards your debt per month, I mean, that can get you debt free and like way faster than just putting down an extra $50 a month, or just saying, I'm gonna just pay it off, with making the minimum payments. We know that if you have a 30-year mortgage, it's gonna take you 30 years if you're just making minimum payments. So adding that extra, $500 to $1,000 on there is very important. But also build relationships with banks and, realtors, like, because they can look out for you and they see things that you may not see. So, you can get the best deals, man. Like, you gotta understand how to move economically through America, man. And building good relationships are key. Growing our income, like, you need to set a goal to make an extra $1,000 a month within the next 6 months. And then from there, how can I grow it to an extra 2,000? Like, I promise you, that's the key to how we're gonna get to the next level financially, is working on ways that we can build money machines so that we don't have to depend on anybody to give us money or, give us a job. We actually know, based on our skills, we can actually make some money. So again, money seed principle number 20, owing businesses that don't invest into our communities isn't acceptable anymore. We have to get rid of this debt, and then we have to start investing in other businesses that's actually building in our communities, that's helping out, that's employing our people. Like, just bottom line, that's what needs to happen. So thank you guys for, again, tuning in to this episode. Share this episode with somebody who you know, love, and trust. Be on the lookout for our next podcast episode. We drop these every Sunday. Every Sunday, we drop a new episode. Again, we have 10 more principles to go through with the Money Seed series. And then we have a lot of new content and things coming out. Again, if you have any financial questions, if you have any topics that you'd like us to talk about on the Abundance University podcast, feel free to reach out to me. I'm on all social media at Lawrence Kane Jr. Also, you can email me personally at lkanejr@abundanceuniversity.net. So again, thank you guys for tuning in. I hope you have a blessed day. And remember, financial success, it happens on purpose, and success does not visit the lazy.